If you could tell me your name.
My name now is Penny Bishop, but when I lived in the prefab in East or Northwest 10, my name was Penny George. I lived there with my mum and dad and my elder sister, and we had a lovely garden, 4 or 5 fruit trees, and I left home in 1966 when I got married. But my parents were there for a little while longer, about a year or so, before they moved to Northwest 2. There were about 15 prefabs in our area. They were 2-bedroom, but they all had fridges and well-fitted out kitchens and fitted drawers and cupboards in the main bedroom. It also had a laundry area where you open the top door to put your dirty washing in, and then you took it all out from the bottom drawer, which was a bit different then. And the whole of that side was cupboards, small cupboards, and wardrobe and the laundry area. In my sister's and my bedroom, we had a fitted cupboard, or wardrobe, I suppose, which now I realise was quite small, but we fitted all our clothes in. Whereas now I have a house with 3 bedrooms and I take up all the wardrobe. But that can't be helped. The kitchen was large enough to eat in for the 4 of us, a large larder, and as I say, a fridge, an electric cooker, and quite a large cupboard with drawers underneath for crockery, etc., and tablecloths. And also a shelf above the cooking area and the washing up area, where we had stored the saucepans. My mother also had a Hoover washing machine, which fitted into underneath the, not underneath the sink, under where the drainer was. And a back door that went out into a nice garden, where there was a shed washing line. I don't know whether this is just a little bit of information which you can delete if you don't want. I always remember being told, I was outside in my pram once and somebody knocked on the door and said, the pram's been blown over. Of course, I don't remember that, but it was very lucky that there were large prams and, yeah, and I lived to tell the tale.
Yes. Was there a sense of community on your prefab street?
Yes. We had, because most people were very similar ages, and we were friends with people all around us, actually. I could mention their names, but maybe they won't want me to. I don't know. I would love to be in contact with them again. One in particular where we used to go out quite regularly, but most of them did have children a similar age to us. And there was one twins, Gwen and Anne, and we used to get into little, not scrapes, but adventures, as you do when you're young. And one time, because my sister was 4 years older than me, which I mentioned, we climbed up onto the roof, putting a chair on top of something else, standing on top of the door of the kitchen and climbing up, which was fine. I got up there and I was very young, but I couldn't get down again. It was very difficult to get down, but somehow or other I managed it. But a neighbour did tell my mother. I think my sister might have got in a little bit of trouble because of that, but nothing too much. And it was just off Neasden, on Neasden Lane, and so we had a bus going past, or several buses going up and down, and there was a pub just down the road, which was nice. We used to get ice cream from them at that time. And we had lovely large lilac bushes that went round the garden, so it was still very secluded in the front.
And were people who lived in other houses looking a bit down on the prefabs, or?
I think my mother thought that, but in actual, and so we felt it a little, but I don't think there was particularly, no. Because people were very grateful just to have anything after the war, and so as children we didn't really notice anything like that, no. we went to the local school and everyone was quite friendly. Oh, and also we had an elm tree in the front garden, and the people opposite, who we happened to be quite friendly with because they had daughters a similar age to us, they said it was swaying a bit in the wind. And so I've got a photograph of when it was cut down and it totally blocked Easton Lane for a short time. Until they cleared it from the road, and then there's a couple of friends who lived in the prefabs nearer, well, in the same group, and myself sitting on it until it was actually taken away. And I think I would look about 6 or 7. But now I can only remember it being happy and the sun shining. Though of course it didn't shine all the time. But we did have, as I mentioned, apple trees, which is very good. And one year, we also had a plum tree. We had so many plums on it, my sister and I went around knocking at the other prefabs, asking if they wanted any plums. And we collected their washing up bowl, filled it with plums and took it to them. But that is the only year, because we didn't get hardly any before then, and we never got any more after
that. So that was a unique combination of things.
It was just a very good year for plums.
Yes.
But I remember that.
And what happened at the end your parents stayed in 1968?
Yes, about that. I'd moved in 66, and so it would have been about 68, and then they were rehoused in a flat overlooking Gladstone Park, which is a lovely park.
Okay.
And they were very fortunate. They were on the second floor, just a one bedroom place, because that's all they needed then. But it had a balcony, which I suppose there would have been, and you always think your parents are old from a young age, but I suppose they may only have been in their late 60s or early 70s at that time. So it did suit them, because they had the greenery from the park and a balcony for the sunshine and a garage if they wanted one. So they did like that. Of course, sadly, they both died now, but they were there until the end.
Did they regret the prefab? Did they were nostalgic of the prefab when they left? Or
I don't think they did, really, because my mother, she used to have her family, they had a farm originally, and so she was used to more room. And so I think she thought it might be a bit down living there, but my father was more evenly, I suppose, can't think of the word, where about equality.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid for whatever rent it was all the time, and it was a happy place to live. I can only think being happy rather than sad.
And and what do you think make you happy about living in the prefab? Is the architecture, the design, or all everything? Or
now I think of it, it was very cold. But I feel the cold a lot more now. But when we lived there, we had icicles on the outside from there. But we also had it so that the windows were all frosted up. But
yes.
I can't actually remember being cold, because as children, you don't really notice it as much, do you?
Yeah,
now, we're also used to central heating and everything.
Yes.
But we did have a fire.
Yes.
And that did heat the hot water.
Yes.
And or else you could just turn the water on to heat it. Mm-hmm. Like an immersion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it had an airy cupboard, as I say, and cool room, really. Well,
they were happy times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can do it.
Perfect. No, that's good.